And welcome back to the PM Sports Page. Let's close things out with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Washington senior Gabby Anderson. Gabby, congratulations. I appreciate the time here today.
Thank you so much.
Well, Gabby, congratulations to you. You recently are going to be a part of the cheer team this next fall at Central. You just got a word not too long ago. Let's start this interview out talking about that tryout process. How did it all work out?
So normally tryouts at Central are held on campus, but as of the circumstance this year, we were not able to do so. So each of us cheerleaders that tried out set in individual videos.
How'd you like that? That's something different.
Yeah, it was definitely different from anything I've experienced before. And it really helped me the multiple tries to get a video done.
Mm-hmm. So was Central the school that you picked beforehand and you were just trying out for the team? Is that how it went?
Yes, I was committed to Central before and decided that I would like to join their cheer squad.
Okay. What did you think when you sent in the video as far as making the team?
I was a little nervous not knowing other girls' experiences, so I was a little nervous, but I tried to stay positive through the whole waiting.
Mm-hmm. And when did you find out, and walk me through how you found out? What was the reaction?
So May 1st, they called me, and I had been waiting all day, and I was like, oh, no, they haven't called me yet. But they finally called me in the evening, and they asked me to be a part of their cheer squad, and I was so excited to be a part of that.
Awesome. Roughly, how big is the cheer team? What kind of squad do they have?
So for the cheer team at Central, 8 girls made it on.
Okay. And so what sports will you be involved with the cheer team?
Football for sure, and I believe basketball comes along with it, and they have some competitions throughout the year.
Okay. That's what I was going to lead into, so a handful of competitions. Have you been in a cheer competition before?
My freshman year of high school, I was part of the competition squad, but we ended up not being able to make it to any competitions. But I do have practice with that type of cheering.
Okay. Well, let's go back. You mentioned you're already committed to Central. So getting away from cheer for just a bit. First off, why did you pick the Dutch?
So I was looking for a school that had an awesome study abroad program. And two of the schools in Iowa were Iowa State and Central that I was looking at. After attending at Iowa State, I was thinking about that it might be the right school for me. And my mom was like, you know, like maybe we should just go look at Central. And I was like, okay, you know, it won't hurt anything. And so we took a visit there. And the second we got in the car after the visit, I said, this is the school for me. It's perfect size, perfect community. And it just felt like home.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you think of Pella overall?
I love Pella. I grew up going to the Tulip Festival there, so I'm very familiar with the town.
Oh, yes, very much so. So will you have a major picked out yet?
I'm going to go in undecided, just to be sure, but I am thinking about elementary education.
Okay, very good. And so right now where we stand, why elementary education? What makes you have an interest in that?
I've always been fond of children. They always bring joy into my day. And recently, my senior year, I signed up for peer helping, and so I got to do that, and I got to be at the classroom one block per day, and it was a lot of fun getting to be with them and being in a classroom setting.
Sure. Well, closing things up here on the Dutch, since you are a cheerleader, let's hear a Go Dutch from you.
Let's go Dutch.
Hey, you're already game ready. You're already ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's shift gears to Washington. First off, how long have you been involved with cheer throughout your time here in Washington?
So I started cheering summer after my seventh grade year, and I've continued cheering since.
Okay, what got you initially into it?
I just thought, I grew up tumbling in Wayland, Iowa, and I thought that it might be a good thing for me, and, you know, every little girl dreams about being one of the high school cheerleaders, and so I took part in that, and I just loved it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you enjoy the most about it?
I think being with a close group of friends and getting to be on the football field is a lot of fun.
Okay. Did you have a favorite routine at all throughout your time?
Definitely before a football game, all of us girls meet out on the launch pad, and we all do some warm-ups together, some kicks and some jumps, and we run through a few cheers and stunts, and it's just a lot of fun practicing with our girls.
Okay. Were you involved with the dance team as well?
Yes, my senior year, I was involved with the Washington High School dance team.
Okay. Was that nice to come out in your final season?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, new experience, but I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
And I understand you're in competition at state, is that correct?
Yes, we competed at Iowa State Dance Team State.
What was that experience like?
Nothing I've experienced before. I've cheered for wrestling at the Wells Fargo Arena, but never been to a dance competition, so that was really eye-opening to me and a lot of fun.
Sure. If you're talking to someone who's on the fence about becoming a cheerleader or not, what's your pitch? Why do you think they should go out?
I would tell them just to go for it. You don't want to look back and think, oh, dang, I should have done that. And so I think you really should go for it because those things are a lot of fun to be involved with, different activities.
Mm-hmm. Now that your high school career is about done, what do you think you're going to miss most about being a Demon, whether that's cheer or non-sports related?
Definitely getting to see the friendly faces of friends and teachers at the high school.
All right. Well, obviously, we're in a weird spring right now. What's it been like this year with the pandemic during your senior season, unfortunately cut short?
I'm missing school a lot, but it's the most that we can do right now, and just FaceTiming friends and keeping in touch with people.
Mm-hmm. What have you been doing to pass the time during this quarantine?
Well, I've been doing a workout to keep in shape, and my sister and I like to go on bike rides together and watch lots of movies, that's for sure.
Any good movie recently that really stands out to you that everyone should watch?
My sister and I just watched all four of The Hunger Games the past 2 days, so that was a big event. That's one of our favorite series.
Of course, that's a good choice. How are the online classes going?
They're going. Still wishing I was in, you know, a classroom setting, but it's the most that we can do. And it's not too difficult. The teachers are pretty lenient, but it's kind of nice to be able to work and do homework in your bed.
Last question before I let you go here, Gabby. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto before you set for a cheer routine?
Yeah, so like I said, we like to warm up on the launch pad together before basketball games. And we run through a few warm-ups. We do a special cheer jacks that we do that really get our body moving, and some kicks and some jumps, and we like to run through a few stunts, and it just really gets our body up and moving and ready for the game.
Well, Gabby, congratulations once again. Best of luck at Central.
Thank you so much.
That was our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, Gabby Anderson of Washington High. Gabby will compete next year at Central for the cheer squad. Let's step aside. We'll close things out on the PM Sports page right after this. You're listening to AM at FM KCII.